Hello, I'm calling from
Hello.
Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing Miami-Dade County, and would like to get your opinions. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
How long will this take?
The survey takes about 8 minutes to complete, depending on your answers, but I will go as quick as I can. Can you please help us out?
All right. Yeah,
okay,
yes, I am a registered voter, and I am going to vote.
Thank you. And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, I mean the organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. But thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely. I'm somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely, or not at all likely to vote.
I'm going to vote. I'm very likely to vote.
Okay. And now, which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent,
Democrat.
Thank you.
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background? Just to make sure we speak to all races.
I'm just a normal American white person.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they got enough on the ground track?
They're okay.
Okay, in general, right direction. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in local government, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, or flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency.
The environment.
Okay. Just let me find the. Thank you. And although it is nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably for Democrat, definitely for Republican, or probably for Republican?
Probably for a Democrat.
You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? You can indicate it as well.
Yep.
The first one is Carlos Jimenez. How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
Terrible. The worst the worst president we ever had.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. The next one is Alfonso Alfie Leon.
I don't know him.
Okay. Joe Sanchez. Do you recognize the name?
Don't know him.
Miguel Solomon.
Don't know him.
Fabian Dasavi.
Don't know him.
Joe Carollo?
Oh, he's terrible.
Very
unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. The next one, Vicky Lopez.
I don't know him.
Eileen Higgins?
Don't know him.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
I'm not sure. I don't know him. I don't know.
Okay. The next one, Maria Elvira Salazar?
Okay. She's okay.
But very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last four, Daniela Levin Cava. How would you rate her?
That's the mayor, right?
Daniela Levin Cava, correct.
Very
favorable.
Wonderful.
Very favorable, okay. The last three?
Yes.
Francis Suarez. How would you rate him?
I don't know. Are you done? Are you there?